Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Later podcast. Dr. Ruth talks about sex, and I'm going to blush. Let's get started. Tonight, we're welcoming back Dr. Ruth Westheimer, celebrated sex therapist and author. Her life was recently the subject of a one-woman show off-Broadway called Becoming Dr. Ruth. Near Broadway.
Not off-Broadway.
Not off-Broadway. Near Broadway. Dr. Ruth, welcome. It's great to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Guess what?
What?
You don't know that yet, and neither do you. The play is going to be April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, fantastic.
Becoming Dr. Ruth.
That's great.
And the woman who plays me, Deborah Jura, is fabulous.
We're showing some pictures of her.
When I came to this country, they told me to take speech lessons. I made $1 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
No way could I take speech lessons. Deborah Jura had to take a speech coach to learn my accent. And she does it very well. I have to pinch myself to say, Ruth Westheimer, that's not you on stage. That's her.
That's great. Now, so you don't know this. Sonny Hostin, who's a former prosecutor, is a lifelong fan of yours.
I'm a huge fan. And the reason I am a fan, Dr. Ruth, is because I grew up with parents that were such prudes that they refused to give me the sex talk. In fact, when my mother thought it was time for me to get the sex talk, she gave me a book called The Life Cycle Series.
And she probably blushed.
And she blushed, and then that was it. So I used to sneak and listen to you on the radio.
Under the blanket?
Yes.
From 1982 to 92?
Yes.
Every Sunday night? For 2 hours, I gave answers to all these questions.
I know you did.
But guess what? I also provided people like you and Anderson and others, a little older than you, I provided them with foreplay. Because when they listened to that talk for 2 hours coming in from the Hamptons, by the time they got home,
they were all revved up.
All revved up.
Well, it's funny. Sonny was saying her parents were prudes. I had the opposite issue. My mother is very vocal about, and my mother has had a much more interesting sex life, romantic life than I have.
She didn't tell you about her romantic life.
Oh, my God. She's told the world. She's written books about it.
I'm old-fashioned and a square.
Oh, I know.
I think that parents should do what your parents did not do. They shouldn't be embarrassed because it gives a message as if there's something dirty. Something not to be talked about. But they should also talk about it with the proper respect.
Exactly.
I tell you, I would watch, my mom had been around and dated, and you know, I use the term loosely, a number of very well-known people, and Marlon Brando was one of them. It was a one-night date. And I remember
I would like to date him one night.
And I remember watching a Marlon Brando movie, and my mom would be like, oh, Mom, did you ever know Marlon Brando? And she was like, oh, yes. And that happened too often.
Because she put some humor in there.
She did, yeah.
She didn't tell you any details.
No details.
Okay.
No.
She saved those for the book.
It's so important that parents be open, I think, with their children. I will confess that when my son, he's 11 now, last year he was in the back of my car, and he had taken a course at school, and he said, you know, Mom, they said that boys have sperm and girls have eggs, but they never explain how they meet and how does the baby come. And I panicked.
Do that while you were driving.
I was driving, he caught me, and I said, guess what? This is a very biological, scientific kind of discussion. And who in our family is a scientist? And my husband's a doctor. So he said, Papa? I said, yes. That's what you have to talk to about it. And I feel terribly that I missed that.
Do you find that the questions you get now are very different than the questions?
I tell you what's different. The questions about loneliness, the questions about good sex, the questions about intercourse, the questions from children, how do they get together like your son, are not different. But what's different is the vocabulary. Nobody says these days, Margaret, in the olden days, they would say, she's with child. Nobody talks like that. Mm-hmm. They say she's pregnant. But the basic questions about relationship, about boredom in the bedroom, all of those things are still there.
Well, let's talk about boredom in the bedroom. For couples, how do you recommend to avoid that?
First of all, you have to admit it to yourself. Not on television, but to admit to yourself, it's not so interesting anymore. It's once a week, the same night of the day. Once you admit that to yourself, then you have to do something about it. Mm-hmm. You have to put some variety. Now, to 1,100 people in San Diego, women mostly, I said, tonight, I want you to try a new position. One you never tried before, and tomorrow call me so I learn some new positions to talk on television. So what you really have to do, you have to work at it. Otherwise, it does become boring.